Does everybody know what time it is?
Tool time!
That's right. Bigford Tools is proud to present Tim the Tool Man Taylor!
Thank you very much. Thank you, Heidi. Nice, crisp autumn afternoon. Thank you for being here. I'm Tim the Tool Man Taylor, and you all know my assistant, Al Autumn Boy Borland. Continuing wall treatment week here on Tool Time, Al and I are doing our salute to wallpaper removal.
How you get rid of your wallpaper depends on what kind you have. Now, strippable wallpaper is the easiest to remove.
Al's going to strip now, so those of you with weaker stomachs, look away.
You simply pry up a corner and pull down in a nice...
Oh! By the way, happy Halloween, Al.
That was not funny.
Well, apparently the audience laughed for no reason. Now, there's other ways to remove wallpaper.
That's right. Electrical steamers, chemical stripping solutions.
Or my favorite, just tear the house down and start all over again.
Chemical method. You use a simple garden sprayer and scoring tool. Tim, would you like to do the honors?
Yes, I would. Okay. Right here you start. You want to score the wallpaper in a crisscross fashion. Like this. All right. Take your chemical sprayer, filled with stripping compound, and soak the wallpaper. There's no pressure in there, Al.
Yes, there is. I checked it this morning.
You ask a guy to do a job. You are the master, Al. But you know, Al, if you're gonna scare the tool man, you gotta do a better job than that, all right?
What do you want for dinner?
Actually, Brad and I were going to take care of that tonight.
Wait a minute. My sons are volunteering to cook dinner?
Yeah, we've already got something in the microwave. Vegetarian lasagna.
Ah! You're not only cooking it, you're cooking something healthy?
Well, we haven't started it yet. Why don't you check, see if we put enough cheese on it?
Yeah.
Sure. You're so beautiful. I love you. I hate you!
Gotcha!
I hate when you scare me like that!
And yet we love it.
Well, you've burst the skull again, honey. Poke holes in a severed head before you nuke it.
Brad and Randy nearly gave me a heart attack with that disgusting thing.
And they didn't wait for me?
Tim, this isn't funny. They put a rubber tarantula in Mark's underwear and, you know what, they pumped slime through every slat in Wilson's fence.
And they didn't wait for me?
What are we going to do about them?
Well,
What any good parents will do, scare the daylights out of them.
An eye for an eye is not my idea of good parenting.
All right, now listen up. I know this is your area, you're the expert here, but let me explain a little bit about the psychology of Halloween.
This should be good.
Just go with me for a minute, okay?
All right. Now,
when a child puts a severed head, real or otherwise, in an oven, they're not doing that to scare you. They're doing that to reach out. They're saying, Mom and Dad, I love you. Please, please scare me.
It would really mean a lot to you if I went along with this, wouldn't it?
It's not for me. It's for the children.
Can I help you?
I hope so. My name is Clifford Warren. I'm in town for a funeral at the Pleasant Lake Mortuary. Lovely facility.
You need directions or something?
No, I was on my way and I just happened to pass by my old house and I was wondering if I could just stop in and take a look at the place.
You used to live here or something?
Oh, yes, with my brother until the, well, you know.
What?
The incident.
What incident?
Hey, guys, what do you think of my chicken?
Yeah, we're thinking about wearing these to Al's park.
Who are you? I'm Clifford Warren.
He was just about to tell us about some incident that happened when he lived here.
There's no incident ever happened here. There's a normal American home filled with normal Americans.
Whatever you say. Yes, is that crazy man Wilson still live next door?
We don't know. We don't talk to our neighbors. I think it's about time you left, Mr. Clifford or whatever.
Before I go, could I please take a look at the basement?
The basement? That's my room.
Oh. I am sorry.
Well, look, Clifford, it was nice to meet you, but I'm sure you have other things to do.
You might try getting some sun.
Jeez, what was that about?
It was 25 years ago. It's no big deal.
Why did Clifford want to see the basement?
You probably want to take a look at that new furnace I put in.
That was weird. What do you think that was all about?
Randy, 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 don't you get it?
Of course I get it. What have I got?
Well, we put the head in the microwave so Mom and Dad thought of something to get us back with.
I don't know. That guy Clifford seemed pretty believable.
Yeah, I've got to admit he was pretty real. But I still think this is a total setup.
Yeah, easy for you to say. You're not the one sleeping in the basement.
Look, the guy said he knew Wilson. Let's go talk to Wilson. If Wilson says he's never heard of him, we know it's a big scam.
And if it isn't, I'm switching rooms with Mark.
Come on in, Larry.
How'd I do?
You gave me the creeps and I thought the story up.
Me too. I don't know whether to write the check out to Clifford or Larry.
Oh, make it out to my other name, Cash.
Hey, and you must be Mark, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard about the arachnid in your unmentionables. But don't worry, we're gonna get your brothers good.
Cool.
All right. Professional opinion.
Okay.
How do you like my costume?
Well, professionally, it's kind of cheesy.
Cheesy? Hey, but cheesy is in this year. So, look, I tell you what, I got a cheesier stuff out in the van. I'll bring some clothes in, try them on, and I'll take back whatever you don't use.
What a guy, what a guy. Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, cool fade mucus.
Oh, actually, I'm fighting a cold.
Head of monkey, brain of cat, eye of weasel, tail of rat, juice of mugwort, mastic myrrh, all within the pot I stir.
What's that smell?
Well, I'm making a mugwort-based witch's brew. You boys want a slug?
No, thanks. I'm trying to cut back on my mugwort.
You boys are over here to help me clean my fence. You're a little bit late.
Yeah, sorry we slimed you, Wilson.
Oh, fortunately, it was a water-based slime. It hosed right off.
Listen, have you by chance ever heard of a guy named Clifford Warren?
Clifford Warren? Who wants to know?
So you're saying you've heard of him?
Unfortunately, I have.
Well, then you know all about the...
the incident. Yes, your parents finally told you.
Yeah, they told us everything about the incident.
Oh. Horrible thing, that incident. One of the worst incidents of all time, don't you think?
For years, that night has haunted me. The night that Clifford came home on Halloween and discovered that his brother Ezekiel was missing. And I don't think we'll ever know for sure whether Ezekiel ran away or Clifford murdered him.
Murdered him?
You didn't know about that, Randy.
No, of course I did. It's just every time I hear it, it's so shocking.
Clifford swore that he was innocent, but he was so appalled at the accusations that he actually went insane, and now he's locked up in a mental institution for life.
Clifford's out.
Yeah, he stopped by our house today. He wanted to see our basement.
Randy, isn't your bedroom in the basement?
This is way too weird.
That's exactly what people said at the time. Would you boys like to see a newspaper clipping I saved about the incident?
Yeah.
Go on in the house. I'll just put the cauldron on simmer. Needs more monkey head.
This is Clifford.
And this is his brother Ezekiel.
The one he murdered.
Yeah, right.
No, Mark, you gotta believe me, all right? The body might be buried in the basement. Oh, by the way, do you want to switch rooms?
Forget it. You guys are just trying to scare me.
I got it! Oh. No, don't get the door!
No, don't get it!
Just Al!
Hey, guys, happy Halloween!
Good one!
So anyway, I stopped by to pick up my head.
Yeah, it's on the kitchen counter.
All right, great. Okay. You know, we're going to be using this for our annual marathon scarathon. Woo! Eileen's going to take out the cranium and put in melon balls. Hey, look, there's an old picture of Larry.
Who's Larry?
That's your dad's Halloween guy.
No, that's Clifford Warren.
That wasn't what he was calling himself when your dad brought him by tool time.
I cannot believe we just fell for this.
We're idiots.
It was all set up.
And we're idiots.
Oh, I feel like I just messed up a little Halloween prank.
Just a teeny one. Mom and Dad wanted us to think there was a homicidal maniac out there trying to get us.
That's a good one.
Now we gotta think of something just as good to get back at him.
Well, you're Tim's sons. I'm sure you inherited the torture chromosome.
Hey, Al. Yeah. How would you like to help us do this little prank on our parents?
Well, I wouldn't feel so bad about scaring your dad again, but... no, I wouldn't feel right scaring your mom.
Really, even after what she said about you?
What did she say about me?
Oh, I believe she referred to your little Halloween party as the Marathon Yawnathon.
Jill said that?
That's what I heard. What about you, Brad?
Yeah, I heard her say that, and she also said your mom doesn't bob for apples. She bobs for ham hocks.
I'm in. Tim, Jill, you better get downstairs.
Whoa! What are you doing here?
I came to pick up my head.
What's the matter?
Well, it's Randy. He's really scared.
All right.
He keeps babbling something about a murderer coming to get him.
All right.
I knew this was a bad idea. Stupid to scare your own kid. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
That woman misses the whole point about Halloween.
No, well, wait a minute. Randy's really scared. He's talking about wanting to come over to my house.
Are you serious?
Would I lie to you?
No.
Ah, ow.
All right, they look like real tears.
They are. You just poked me in the eye.
Randy, honey, everything is okay.
I don't know, Mommy's really scared about this Clifford guy.
What are you crying about?
I'm not staying here. I know Clifford's gonna come back. He's gonna kill all of us.
Honey, he's not. This was just a stupid joke that we played on you to scare you.
I didn't want to, but your mom wanted to.
You guys really made this.
No, I mean, yes, he did. Look, I swear. It's just a big mistake. I am so sorry, sweetheart. It's all over now.
Not unless you're just saying this so we won't be scared of Clifford. I want to go home with Al where it's safe.
Oh, now, come on, Randy. You heard your parents. There is no such person as Larry.
Yeah, come on. Listen to Al. There's no such... Larry, you mean like as in Halloween Larry?
No, as in Clifford the murderer.
Halloween guy murder? What difference does it make? Guys, I'm really scared here.
The difference is Al just blew your stupid little joke.
But we almost had you! We did, anyway. We got you guys. No, we didn't. Oh, man, I'm a Halloween washout. I'm a third-rate prankster.
Don't flatter yourself.
Listen, we'll just call a truce. We all had our fun.
Of course, not as much fun as we had.
Well, how's that?
Well, scaring your kids, I mean, that's easy, but scaring your parents, it's huge.
Mom, I'll never forget the look on your face. It's okay, sweetheart. It was just a joke. We made it all up.
Okay, boys, Mark should be back from Brian's party around 10, and we'll call you when we're leaving Al's.
Well, we might be kind of late because I'm thinking about raising a little bit of hell.
You two, you'll be okay by yourselves?
Gosh, I don't know, Mommy. What if I get scared?
Yeah, what if the murderer comes to get us?
Tell him not to make a mess.
All right, one candy bar for the spaceman and 7 for the cute little lion.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Great costume. Brad, look, it's our old friend Clifford.
Mind if I come in? It's starting to rain.
Yeah, come on in. Larry. Come in to look around for your brother's dead body? Ooh, scary.
Parents sure changed me. I want the rest of my money. Where are they?
Well, right now they're at Al's party, but we'll give them the message. I'm sure they'll get back to you tomorrow.
Oh, sure. Yeah, right. I want my $100 now.
Well, we don't have it.
Yeah. See? Everybody thinks they can kick me around just because I'm the Halloween guy. Well, you know, Halloween guys have got feelings, you know? And right now, I don't know, this Halloween guy's feeling kind of angry.
Well, you know what might make you feel better? A granola bar.
Cash.
Well, we don't have it. Okay. Don't Mom and Dad keep some money for emergencies in the house somewhere?
Sir, I believe it's up in the attic, so...
We'll go get it.
Right now.
Do you remember where the money's hidden?
Yeah, I think it's in one of Dad's old cigar boxes.
Man, what is this stuff? I can't see a thing.
I don't know. Maybe Dad left the window open and the cold air and warm air mixed and made fog. Wow. I just remembered something from Earth science.
Hey, yes. I found the cigar box.
Yes.
Ah, rat! Let's get out of here.
out of here. Wait, hold on. I see another cigar box over here. Which I don't think we need to explore at this point.
Hey, boys, is that you?
Dad?
Mom?
You know, if I'm not mistaken, I think Daddy scared his little boys, didn't he?
Thanks a lot, Larry. Come on up here.
Listen, I got to congratulate you people. I mean, in all my years, I have never seen a family go to such sick lengths to torture each other on Halloween.
You should see us at Christmas.
Yeah. When we go to Al's party?
Yeah, there's no reason why we can't all go.
Great.
That might be a reason.
Come on, Dad, the joke's over.
I didn't do this. Larry, did you rig this door shut?
Wish I had. It's a nice touch.
It's shut. We're locked in.
Don't worry. I'm the tool man. I'll get it open.
Oh, so Al, how long have you been here?
Oh, just long enough to let them know that Al Borland can prank with the best of them. Actually, you know, maybe I should let him down now before Tim does something stupid. Ah. Well.
Don't wipe them off.
But we almost had you, huh? We almost had.
Oh, I'm a Hollywood wash.
Well, you're that too.
I'm a Halloween. Oh.